beautiful readings of today, this Tuesday of the third week of Lent. We see in the Old Testament reading, Saint Eliseus, other places he's called Saint Elisha with an S-H. He is sent for by this woman whom he already had helped. Most likely, he had helped her husband and had helped them to have these two sons. And now the husband dies. Probably still a young man. But nevertheless, all means of support for her are gone. And now the creditors come asking for money. They have no money, so they're going to take the sons and make them servants or slaves to pay the debts. And that's the way it used to be. So Saint Eliseus tells her what to do. And at first he pretends that he's not going to, that he's not interested, but he is. And God sometimes does that to us too. When we pray and we pray and we don't receive an answer, and he sort of pretends not to be listening to us, but he does, and he is. So he tells her to go and borrow all the vessels of all the neighbors, and God knows how many they gathered, maybe 100 or 200. And she had just a little tiny bit of oil, and he told her, shut the door, pray, and then start filling all the vessels with your oil. And she did. And very soon, she came upon the last one, and she said, give me another one. And the son said, there's no more. They were all full. So he said, now go sell them, and with the money that you get, pay the creditors, and then you and your sons will live on that amount. So it is important here to gather the fact, first of all, we need to believe. If God commands, we need to obey. And so she did. Through the prophet Eliseus, Elisha, this widow believed, and thus she was answered. And we too need to believe. In the gospel, of course, it's a different message. That there were those who were contrary to each other. And of course, the Pharisees and scribes and priests of the temple were contrary to Christ. And Christ nevertheless forgave them. They never forgave him. They put him to death. And at the end of this gospel, of course, our Lord says, where two or three are gathered. And that has always been the faith of the church. And that's why we have the church. That's why we have the Mass and the sacraments and devotions that we have, where two or three are gathered in his name, not in anybody else's name, in his name. And St. Peter then says, well, what if my brother sins against me 7 times? Now remember, Sunday I told you, 7 in the scriptures means many times. And our Lord says, well, not only 7, yes, you forgive, not only 7, but 70 times 7, which is a much larger number. Almost an infinitude of offenses. And our Lord says, you need to forgive. But where two or three are gathered, I will answer. In the meantime, today, we have a very, very special feast day, which is not in the Missal, but nevertheless, it is in the Missal, as any saint who is canonized is in the Missal. That's what canonization means. St. John Joseph of the Cross. St. John Joseph of the Cross was born of a noble family in the little Mediterranean island of Ischia, somewhere around the Amalfi coast, one of the most beautiful, beautiful places of all Italy. And he was one of many sons. In fact, 5 of his brothers became priests and religious. And he, when he was a teenager, went to the Franciscan monastery of the Reformed Alcantarine of St. Peter of Alcantara, in the feast of another one who followed St. Peter of Alcantara is tomorrow, St. Colette. And he joined the monastery very, very soon. Even though he was still a teenager, he was made a teacher and a counselor, and eventually the head of the monastery, and eventually the head of the whole province of the Reformed Alcantarine Franciscans. And he was sent to Piedmont region in northern Italy to start convents of the Alcantarines. Later on, he came down, and he became the head of the whole order in Italy. Now, in the meantime, he knew that things were coming, and so he begged the Holy Father, and the Holy Father agreed that he would not be raised any higher. He did not want to be a bishop or a cardinal, and he would have been otherwise. And so he lived his whole life as a humble Franciscan friar. And then he died at the age of 80 in 1734 in Naples. He had gone to Naples to just live as a friar. He gave all the charges that had been given to him, and he lived as a simple friar. Now, when he lived a very, very severely penitential life. They said that for 30 years he never had a drink of water. He survived only by the grace of God. And he ate very little and very penitentially. And he did not sleep on a bed. He slept sitting on the floor against the wall. And then he committed many, many penances. So much so that when he died and his body was washed and dressed for burial, they found that all of his body was full of sores from the whippings that he had done to himself. And not only did he whip himself, but he put salt and vinegar on his wounds so that they would hurt more and so that they would not heal. So he was basically like Christ in the back, you know, at the flagellation, an open wound. And so that is the kind of life that he lived. He is the kind of saint that you admire but do not imitate, because most of us do not have either the discipline nor the health to do that, nor the grace from God to do that. But what a remarkable saint. And, of course, he was canonized by the Church and is held up as a great example to us of the priestly and religious life. This member of the Alcantarine Reformed branch of the Franciscans. May he intercede for us and intercede for the clergy and for all the Franciscans today, because there is much amiss with all of them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I was just told in the sacristy something that I find to be horrendous, but should not be surprising, that yesterday the majority of the Parliament of France voted to make abortion a constitutional right in France. The punishment that is going to come upon France is beyond your telling. We need to pray for reparation, and we need to pray for all the poor Catholics who are in France who will suffer tremendously from this horrendous evil, this abominable crime. And of course, how can we expect other from a Masonic country? May God help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.